Life expectancy for people with cystic fibrosis is improving all the time, but this presents new challenges. That's the message from Cystic Fibrosis Ireland as it launches its annual fundraising drive, 65 Roses. Ireland has the highest per capita rate of cystic fibrosis in the world, but medical developments mean that far more people are living to 40 and beyond. I've been talking to patient Val Weblin and to Professor Barry Plant, who's a consultant in respiratory illness at Cork University Hospital. Val started by telling me about his own experience of CF.
I suppose I turned 47 last week. But when I was growing up, I started going into hospital when I was 4 years of age, and I'd be on IV antibiotics for 2 weeks at a time, and that could happen four or five times a year. Life was tough. You know, you'd miss school and things like that. You'd get pretty sick and you'd be away from your family. My sister then was born with CF as well, so a lot of the times the two of us would be in there together because we both have infections. And we'd meet other people and children with CF. I suppose we knew at an early age that CF was a tough disease to live with, and you wouldn't, the prognosis wasn't great for living long. And with that, you know, my sister passed away when she was 16 because of CF, which was very tough, as well as a lot of my friends over the years. But me, for myself, with all that infections and stuff, I was fortunate enough to get a double lung transplant in July 2000, and that changed my life. And with the management from the CF team in Cork and everything else, and new treatments, I've been fortunate enough. I've had different issues along the way, but I'm still here, and I work. The team works with me when problems come up. I've had a few over the years, you know, from the medications, from the lung transplant. I needed a kidney transplant. I became a diabetic. You know, CF affects lots of parts of your body, your bowel, my stomach. You have lots of problems, but, you know, the team manage me well, and we come up with plans to help me through each stage. You know, you take each thing as it comes, you know. It's a constant fight to keep on top of things and to make sure you're healthy. You know, I'm fortunate. I have a wife and a son, and, you know, the team above in Cork, Barry and all the CF nurses and staff, they know my family situation. They're all in personal terms and everything else. And, you know, when it's time to go into hospital and stuff like that, they're very accommodating, you know. They're absolutely fantastic, and we're very lucky to have them.
Mm, it's clear then, just listening to what you've been saying, Val, that a lot has changed in your lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, when I was a kid, lifespan was very short, and the treatments were like, you had a certain few antibiotics maybe, and that was kind of it. As things have progressed from myself, I mean, transplants or anything like it weren't even heard of back when I was a kid. You were told you might live till 12, 13 or that kind of way. And we were very aware of that. And like I said, I lost my sister at 16, so that hit at home. It's a frightening experience, and it makes you think about your own situation. But, you know, lung transplant came out. I was lucky to get it. And even when I got that, I was told the average is 5 years. And I'm coming up on having a lung transplant nearly 25 years now at this stage.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear.
The changes and everything, it's incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Let's bring in Professor Barry Plant. You've been treating Val for 20-odd years. Is it fair to say that CF is no longer the diagnosis it once was?
Absolutely, Rachel. I mean, I think what's important to highlight, and you alluded to that, I think, at the start, was if you were born in the 1970s with cystic fibrosis, your parents would have been told that you had a 50% chance of making it to it. Your mid-teens, and sadly Val's sister was an example of that. However, if you're born now in 2025 with cystic fibrosis, your parents will be told that you've a 50% chance of making it beyond 55 years of age, and that's with the current therapies, not the therapies that we're going to, you know, discover and add to our mix of treatments over the next decade and the decade after that. So yes, there's been a huge huge shift in cystic fibrosis care and outcome in the last 50 years. And this is the culmination of multiple different factors.
Given that people are living so much longer, are there things that we could be doing better?
Well, I think what's important is to highlight what we have done very well and how we build on our success, because cystic fibrosis, the story really is an Irish success story. And the first thing is a shout out to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland and the advocacy groups who championed cystic fibrosis that, you know, 50 years ago. But if we roll on to today, we can actually see, you know, that the HSE have made cystic fibrosis a priority illness. It has its own National Clinical Care Programme. In 1970, there was one CF centre in Crumlin in Dublin. Now there's 12 designated centres across the state. We've written our own model of care for how best to treat CF in Ireland in 2019. And we use aggressive IV antibiotic therapy, physiotherapy, nutrition. Newborn screening has changed things because now we can identify at birth who has CF. Lung transplant clearly as Val highlighted, is a huge part of the success. And in the last decade, the super drugs in CF, the CFTR modulators, have changed the space completely therapeutically for patients, offering them, you know, a much better outcome. So in truth, what we have to do now is now that we've created this success, how we sustain it. And when we look at our population now, we can see that approximately 15% to the CF population now are over the age of 40 in Ireland. And so we have to deal with not just the CF challenges, but the challenges of ageing. And clearly, you know, cancer risk, and Val highlighted that. And cancer, Val had a cancer scare a number of years ago and we got him over it. Cardiovascular risk, CF patients are more likely to get heart disease. Again, Val had that scare as well and we got him over it. So I suppose the point is that we have a strong network now in how we deliver CF care for patients and their families, but that we have our eyes wide open to the next phase, which is the aging phase, and how we adapt to that. And also some huge success stories. Last year in Ireland, there were 20 mothers, CF women who became mothers. I mean, that would have been unheard of, but clearly medically we need to manage these cases extra special, as it were.
Just going back finally to yourself, Val, and listening to what you've been telling us, I mean, are you conscious of the fact that, I suppose, for many parents who get a diagnosis for their child, a story like yours will be very reassuring?
I would hope so. And like, I have our friends who have children with CF, and talking to them and knowing the treatments that they have, and as Barry highlighted there, the fact that new medications and that the outlook is a lot brighter, you know, going into adulthood and stuff, the children are having lung functions of up to 90-odd%, whereas when I was going into adulthood, it was maybe 33 or 4. But medications and the hard work and dedication by the likes of Barry and the CF team and CF Ireland, it makes that possible, you know. And it's, you know, the future is definitely brighter for younger people with CF, and long may it last.
Val Weblin and Professor Barry Plant.